What did you think of the defense tonight? Three double plays. Nolan makes that nice diving stop. Tip it. I mean, you can go on and on. What did you think?
Well, it all starts when your pitchers do that. You get that kind of defense. There's no question. It started with SQ and Kimball and Marlott McCurry all threw the ball incredibly well. They pounded the zone, and when they do that, you get great defense behind you. So really, really excited about that level of pitching and defense. That was as high a level of pitching and defense as you can have.
I wanted to ask you about Roman for a second. You know, this is the second straight outing where he's actually pitched really well. What are you seeing from him? What are the differences you're noticing compared to when he was struggling a little bit?
Well, I see a more confident guy. I see a guy that's kind of in control of his emotions. A couple weeks ago, we left him behind on a road trip so he could have a reset. He met with our sports psychologist, Raylene, and he's been a different guy ever since. He took the chance to clear his head. She talked about some strategies that he can do to kind of make sure he's under control, and he's really run with it. His mechanics have been better. He looks like he's much more under control and confident, and he's been dominant ever since. So sometimes it's great to take a step back to try to take three or four forward.
McCurry, was the plan for him to get the last seven outs when you brought him in, or did he just kind of get in there, get out of that one inning and keep it rolling?
Well, I mean, again, when those guys come in, you kind of try to get a feel for how good are they tonight. And if they're really good, you let them ride. And if they look like they might struggle a little bit, then you get the next guy ready. But he came in, and from that first pitch, the ball was exploding out of his hand. He was electric. And so once he looked that good, and you could tell he was pounding the strike zone, we felt like he would finish it.
Had you gotten a sense that might be coming from him? Because he hasn't pitched a whole lot.
No, he hasn't, but he's been showing glimpses of it. This is probably the biggest moment that we've given him to really kind of close out a game, and to see that he responded in that manner. That's big for us tonight, but that also will serve us very well the second half of this season.
It didn't look like Veach or Gainey touched a ball down there. Were either one of them available tonight?
They were not. They were not. So that even put even more pressure on Connor to do what he did tonight, and so I think that's a great sign.
You seem to have a feel of more than just a Tuesday night game in Charlotte.
Yeah,
what did you sense?
I would agree with that 100%. It's two teams that want to go to Omaha this year. It's two teams that are having good years. It's two teams that obviously have a rivalry, you know, over who's the real Carolina. And so I thought it was a very high-level baseball game. They used a lot of their best pitchers tonight. Obviously, we used some really good ones as well. So I think it did feel more, much more than just your run-of-the-mill Tuesday night game.
But it's a win that can be very helpful for you somewhere down the road, don't you think?
Well, no question. It's another really good quality RPI win. It's another win at the end when they say, okay, who have you beaten? You beat North Carolina in a great game. So there's no question it'll be important.
What does it say about this group to go out there and score right after North Carolina goes out there and ties the game?
Yeah, you know, that was a gut punch in the eighth. The walk and then the double, it hit us really quick. It was a gut punch. And so we responded really well that next inning. And so really happy with the guys doing that.
Dylan's swing. I mean, Dylan had a couple of good passes at it tonight in general. But
yeah, Dylan made a slight adjustment offensively that obviously paid dividends very quickly. We need him playing like that. You know what, when he's playing like that, if we can get to the point where all our guys are at least playing close to, you know, their level of play, then I think we're a really, really good offense. We're not there yet, but it was his night tonight, and we just need to keep working with guys so that we get them all humming like that.
Yeah, Coach, about playing in Charlotte, obviously, and it's not the first or second time you guys have done this, but to win three in a row, and like you talked about, with such a quality opponent this year, how cool was it this time?
It's a lot of fun. Obviously, it means a little bit more to me than maybe a lot of people around here because I've been on both sides of this rivalry. So just real happy that our guys got to experience playing in such a beautiful ballpark in a beautiful city with a beautiful rivalry. And to come out on top just makes it a little more special.